The Gemara says in Sukkah that love is halacha. Sicha chagavi pasi biros kshera. If he puts chacham pasi biros, so the Sukkah is kosher. So in terms of the halacha of pasi biros, Tosa says in Ervin and Daf Yud Zayin, Tosa says v'hoda agmerei rachmano l'moshe lo tifot zvuba. Hainu hech de leka sham dala mechitzis, ki hocha, v'ovi ike b'chol tzad ama mikan, v'ama mikan, choshev Pesach. So Tosh says, why is possible, how does possible rose work? After all, we have a principle, povetz me'ovel ha'amud, is the mechitzis bottles, possible. So Tosh says, here it's different, because there's a, since there's an outline in the corners, ama mikan, ama mikan, of and it looks the inside is considered a Pesach, so therefore the din of Pesach protects you from parts more on the omit, just like we have it would seem like a locha that suits a Pesach helps on Shabbos according to Tosis on all four sides. However, the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha in Perek Yud Zayin from Hilchos Shabbos, halacha of Zayin to Zapasi Biros, so he tells the Rambam says afa pisha parts meruba al haomud. So you see from the Rambam that this is a special halacha, that since there's the corners, there's omid on the corners, so even though the each ruach is poet meruval omid, that nonetheless that's considered as if the entire side is sosum because of the outline of the corners. But from Tosis, from the Ram, it doesn't mention that it's a loch of Pesach. And this is the Ram, we also know that the Ram holds that the Shitaso, the Ram thinks that Tzuas HaPesach can't work from all four sides, because you can't have a Pesach on all four sides. But according to the Rambam, we understand how you can say halacha that migu to have a mechitel in Shabbos, it's mechitel gabi sukkah, because we know by sukkah the halacha is you need omud, you know, because it's a halacha not just of mechitza like by Shabbos, as the Chaim explains in Sefer. By Shabbos, the mechitzas of Shabbos are just to be moneya regal harabim, but by sukkah it's not to menei, like it's not the gabe the mokum, that the halacha relates to the schach, that you need a chefter of mechitza, because it has had to have a loch of doifin. And that's why the loch is that if you have a bore that's five trochim deep, and you put on the surface, you have a mechitza five trochim, so it's five and five, but that mechitza on top has to be lovered to the sides of the bore, which wouldn't be required in Shabbos, because in Shabbos all you need is the Menei of the Regla Rabbim, so look in the Mokum. But by Sukkah you need a Cheftza Shel Mechitza, because it's part of the Cheftza the Sukkah. So we can understand that you can say Migu, that it's a Migu that we definitely need in Shabbos, have we definitely need in Sukkah, because even Gavi Shabbos, by Pas Biros, it's operating with the Omud. However, for example, we would not say that by Tzuas HaPesach, because Tzuas HaPesach is not a Cheftza Shel Mechitza. It has just an halacha of Pesach. So what's difficult then is, according to Tosis, how do you say Migu to have a Doifin in Shabbos by Pasi Biros that should help for Sukkah as well? According to Tosis, the Pasi Biros work towards Pesach. So, a kocher, you have to say that according to Tosis, also the pasi biros work because they're considered complete mechitzas. And since there's the omud of the pasim have a shir mechitza linyan Shabbos, even though on that side it's not omud bala peretz, but since the dimensions of the square are designated, are demarcated by the corners, so therefore it's considered that it's considered migu that it's a mechitza of Shabbos, and it's considered mechitza that soysim that side, also lagabi sukkah. But what Tosfos was bothered with was only a different question: how does it work? We have a general klal of povetz ala amud that the povetz is mevatel the amud. So for that Tos says the halach of Pesach it helped that it's not considered povetz mevatel ala amud, but the mechitza works because of the sides, even though it's not amud mevatel ala povetz, but it's with the amud of the corners, but the hechsh of the mechitzas is because of the sides, not the mokum that's paras. However, according to the Rambam, it would seem that the psul of paras mubal al amud is not that through, since it's the rove is poritz, we say ruba kukulo, and it's considered that the entire side is open and poritz, but rather that the psul is in the tsura of the mechitza, that it's if it's poritz meruba, it's not nika the mechitza, and for that the loch of the corners, since it's nika and niva, so therefore there is a tsuras mechitza, and we don't say poritz meruba al ha'amid. Thank you.